I don't know if anybody really knows anything about the birth rates in Vavao or of these whales in particular. I mean, there are certainly studies that have been done by the scientists in the Southern Hemisphere, but just from looking at the numbers of females with babies that I've seen over the past 4 or 5 years, this year was definitely a bumper crop, at least in the number that stuck around Vavao. We had, to give you an idea, we had about twice as many as 2010 and about 1.5 times as 2009. Going back from memory, we're probably, you know, at around that same ratio for all the years before that, 1.5 to 2 times.
Well, Vavao is one of the few places in the world where there's actual whale watching operations in which you can actually swim in the sea next to the whales. I've actually done it myself, and a whale and calf came over and had a look at us. It was quite a remarkable experience. But is that kind of whale watching operation, that kind of interaction with the whales, is that good for them, or could it potentially harm them?
I've been going to Vavao since, the first time I went was 1998. And I've been going every year since 2003, and I've spent more time in the water with these whales than any other person ever has. One thing I can tell you about the whales is that they are complicated animals. They're complex. There's no, you know, if A, then B. They have dispositions, unique dispositions. They have personalities. They have moods. They have social interactions. So I think when you consider a question like this, you have to take it in the context that they are wild animals. They do what they're going to do, and if you respect that and you let those animals dictate the course of any interaction, it's a great experience. As you had in your experience, there are any number of times when the animals proactively seek out attention. They come over, they look at you. This is adults, this is babies. They may play around you, but the key is that they decide. There's a lot of times if you go over there and you'll see lots of whales, but none of them have any interest whatsoever in people. In those circumstances, you have to respect that, give them their time, their distance, and let them do what they're doing. So on the whole, I think as long as the whale watch industry handles the animals this way, which they do, then it's perfectly fine for the animals.
Do some people go to Vavao to swim with the whales with perhaps a false or inflated expectation about what would happen? I mean, sometimes people get this idea they're going to spiritually commune with the whales, and they sort of build up perhaps false hopes.
Yeah, I think some people do. I mean, it's not a lot of people. And certainly being in the water with such a large animal, huge animal, I mean, 13, 14, 15 meters, is a spiritual experience. It can be easily a spiritual experience. But I think going over there with the expectation that you're going to have some sort of magical experience, like with semi-quasi-religious type of experience, is not a good thing. I haven't come across a lot of people like that, but people who do go over there with those types of expectations could be disappointed. I mean, these are animals. They do what they do, and they're not really that concerned necessarily with people, except those times when they are in that playful mood. I think the whale watch operators there do a very good job of explaining the situation to their guests, telling them, you know, that the animals could be interested, they could not be interested, the conditions, the water conditions, the wind conditions could allow for people to get in or maybe not. And set up the right sort of framework and set of expectations for anybody who goes over there to manage what you think when you go over there. And I think if you are, or if somebody is contemplating going over to Tonga, it's very important to have a realistic set of expectations. You know, to go over there knowing that, well, if you spend a week over there, hopefully you will have a wonderful experience and you will have whales that come over and are very curious and interact with you and look you straight in the eye. It's great. But given that it's nature and that these animals are there to meet mates, to breed, to do whatever they're doing, they have important things to do, and you could very well end up, after a week, not really having had that experience.